Blog Talk Radio. Jethro, and I'm waiting for my phenomenal, wonderful hostess to come in. We've had so much problems with Blog Talk and Skype this week. Nothing surprises me. I want you guys to be surprised. I want you to grab that phone. I want you to call 773-897-6461. I'm real. I'm psychic, and I'm here for you. I want to thank all of you crazy ones who sent me the fun things. If you have a funny you want to share and you think it's worth coming on the air, send it to psychicjethro@aol.com. Won't guarantee, but if it is in common sense and it is funny, I will share it. We've had the wiggly one that we joked with. We've had some other comments here. We are giving away prizes on psychicsgonewild.com, so definitely put in. Tonight we will be giving away a few of those prizes to you that are calling in. We're going to run through the phones real quick and get everyone here. I do have a little bit of announcement. We always have those little tell everybody stories. Well, I got to tell you something. It is really fortunate to be a part of this family. As a person that founded it, thought of it, did, I had went through an experience where I personally was realizing that maybe we'd reached that peak. We'd reached that point where we needed to look at other avenues and things. Well, one of our people, and I want to tell you all of our people are good, but one of the individuals took the time to call and leave me a message that brought tears to my eyes. Those of you know, I guess as you get more famous, people do get upset. I had a lot of things out there. I have someone I love very dearly. You all know that I have my favorite people on the website, and I thought that I had hurt someone's friend, and I was very hurt not too long this week on some things that I heard. Well, I am human. You guys realize that seeing the future doesn't always make me immune. What I try to do is I try to give everyone what I can. I do know that people have been upset with me. I am human, and not everyone's going to love me. You know, I love everyone, but I, you know, it all works out in the end. What it was really a special thing for me was the person that called and let me know that there was complaints and that this person obviously had lost their mind. And they wanted me to understand that until this person's mind came up, they warned me not to go and let this person get to me. They had already contacted four of my individuals who work with me and work with Psychic Jethro, Inc., my business of helping people. And they said, make sure that this person doesn't get anywhere near any of your people. Psychic's Gone Wild does not want that kind of negative publicity. You made me cry because two things. You showed me you love people. You showed me you care. You gave me more coal to help some more of these people, and that's what I'm going to do. This is Psychic Jethro 215, and you're on live. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is Psychic Jethro.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you? You said that so fast. I'm like, hello.
Oh, I always do. I never hold back.
I'm doing good. How are you? Actually, I'm doing great.
I could tell, and I'm glad you called. You feel great, and I love your energy, and I want to tease you because we were discussing on the love connection about bubbly energy and love energies, and you have a very champagne energy. You are very beautiful, succulent, pink energy. It's just like coming all around you. I need to get your name, and if you'd like, I'll give you a mini reading, and thank you for calling Psychic's Gone Wild.
My name is Jennifer.
Very good. Jennifer, they're showing me that you have some individuals in your life that you're talking with and you're working through. You're going to help them in ways that they never knew they could be helped. They're telling me you've got a lot of energy there, and you've also got a really fun guide. You have a guide that is very, very pixie-like, very, very much little people is what we call them in Native American. We call them little light people. He's a little light one, and he's showing me that you have someone who's I feel you've got an admirer, or you've got a person that wants to be physically close with you, but they sometimes don't understand you mentally.
Good possibility. I'm not interested.
That's
sorry.
What I love. Well, no, I don't. Well, I will let him know that. So he's trying to go out and date you, and you're not letting him get in close. That's another terminology, and that works too. So in the situation you've had there, Jennifer, is there a question you have that I can help you with, or am I helping you?
Yes.
I guess I should ask.
Yes. I have gotten a job offer today. It's going to be official. It's going to be really, really extensive background work on me, and I'm a little, like, I know there's a few things, not criminal, but other things I have to take care of. Do you see everything going well?
I feel like there's some other stuff going in for you that's been going on. You know, it's like something else is happening that I see it. I do see it going well. I'm real worried about, Jennifer, that it looks like you're all work and no play. Like every time you're like, I'm not interested, I'm trying to get you a date, and you're working like a wild woman.
I know what I want, and I know where I'm going to meet them.
Okay. Jennifer, you're staying on.
Right.
You're going to do a show with me because you're just ornery, and I like your personality. You're telling me that.
No, the funny thing is that you're saying that the guy who's been saying stuff to me, actually, several years ago, I was like, oh, it would be nice if, and the next thing you know, he's calling me. So I put it out there, and he came forward. I know what I want, and I actually know probably from this job that I'm going to see what I want. He's going to be there.
Ah, methinks me figures it out. Yes, and I like that with the parts of it. Well, stick with that. I do see with the other work in you having some situation here that's going to work out. I see it being very good. I'm also, Jennifer, I'm getting a lot of other energy around you that's telling me that you've got, like I said, you've got those guides that are very good with the energy. They're also telling me that there's some really good financial for you. By the end of the year, you're going to have I feel like raises money. They keep showing me the money growing for you. It looks like it's you're on the right track.
Yes. I was surprised to hear today how much the money was per hour. I almost fell off my rocker.
Very good. Well, I thank you for calling in. Definitely, you know, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please go on the side there and do the following. Those of you who know, we are on at 9 p.m. or 3 p.m. Either of those times, we're on each day, 7 days a week, and we'll continually be on there to help each and every one of you. But please do me a favor, follow on that right button. I want to thank all of you who did put in on the PsycheScottandWall.com. We will be giving away a prize here in a little bit. Tonight, those of you who know, they're collecting the T-shirts you want to put in tonight, because one of the T-shirts is the T-shirt with Gary Wimmer. Each one has a Psychics Gone Wild and a headset on the back, and we just had a special here. The other prize will be a T-shirt with me, Psychic Jethro, on there with What's Cooking, me and my crazy chef hat. Those of you who have been on the Facebook would know that picture. The really excellent thing is they have a really cool psychedelic gorilla, and I may put him in there right now. I'm kind of having to work with it, but we're going to give away two of those T-shirts. So definitely be on the lookout on PsycheScottandWall.com to give those away. And want to work with the fact that we do a lot of subjects here, and I want to work with you guys on something I want you to do. I had a friend tell me that they made some really cool divining rods, and they were really working with them on a light note. They didn't want to go crazy, and they took and made them out of, okay, paper clips. And they took the paper clips, they put them out there, they raised the energy. They proved to their friends at work that they were able to do this. Is this silly enough, Jethro, to get this to be put on? I guess it was. I just read it over the air. I think that's very cool. I think that you should take and work with each and every object that you find in life to make it that magical time. Yes, magic's out there. I had someone ask me yesterday, you know, you're psychic and you say these things and you get with people and you go through all this. Where are you feeling after you're done? I feel very good. I feel very magical. I love people. and I know that there's magic every day. One of the most wondering experiences I got to see yesterday was a young lady, and for confidential reasons, her mother did not realize that her daughter had followed her to the reading. Her daughter was 16 years old, got in the car, drove the car to the place that I meet and read for people here in Tampa, and she came pulling into the parking lot and walked up to me and her mother. I'm holding her mother's hand. You guys are getting the picture here. She's looking at me going, you're not dad, and I found out something and did. And when I turned around and looked at her and let her know that I was psychically reading her mother and trying to help her mother with business decisions, that I didn't want her to stand in the energy because she looked to me like she was very upset and I did not want to get punched in the nose by her. Her mother laughed very terribly, and it made her day. I want to tease you. You said I could do this by permission. Happy birthday, Monica. I bet this was the best present you ever had. You said your daughter didn't care. Surprise, she sure did. Those are the stories I want to do, and those are the things I love. You made me feel so good when you told me I could share this over the air. So there I am. This is what Psychics Gone Wild is about. It's not about 15 people calling on the phone and getting upset because Jethro told them that their hair was purple and they had red hair and they had bought dye. This isn't about going and buying yourself a salad bar ticket because you don't care. It's about helping each other and being able to read and feel and know the light. I had an ask me, where's the healer? Tonight, it looks like I think Dina's obviously not getting through on Skype, so you guys are stuck with me. Ha ha. Here we go. 631, how are you doing tonight? Are you ready for a psychic reading?
I'm going to tell the counselor.
631, hello.
Yes, hi. I just wanted a reading.
All right, and your name is?
Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne, I welcome you to On Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro. Normally, because of the time and the flounce, we'll have people give questions. I'm picking
sure.
up with you. I'm going to go ahead. I am picking up with you that there's quite a bit going on there. You've got someone that that you're working with that needs you there. They're telling me you've got. Okay, I'm getting people leaning on you. So, Suzanne, can you give me a question here, and I'll go from there.
Well, what do you...
Sure.
What do you see with my love life? I'd like to really meet somebody. I'm more than ready.
I feel that you're more than ready, but I feel there's some other responsibility that's kind of keeping this there. And you need to have a person with you on the fact that it would be a very good positive change. They're showing me that you've been doing this on your own.
Somebody, somebody needs me, but they don't need me that much. I can't have a date or have a companion in my life. I don't get that, no.
No. And what the guys are showing me, what they're doing with the energy here, is definitely get a hold of me, and I'll send you the it's abundance prayer. It works real well for finances and love. I also am getting the psalm with you. What they're telling me with you is that we need to ask your angels that they're willing to work with you. You've got yourself in a situation that now you're not only ready, but it's like you and your guys working together. I would have you do an angel writing and say, I want a loyal person. You need someone with a sense of humor. You have
a lot of
fun. Look at that. I can feel your guides. Your guides are telling me with you that you're not going to sit there all day with a couch potato who's just whining. You'll end up throwing him out the window, and then we don't want you in jail. But they're showing me that.
No, it's true. You're right. But it's like, I don't know why. I have a lot going for me. I don't know why I just came. I feel like I'm going to have to settle, like, and just looking all, you know, like, oh, I don't know.
Mm-mm. No, the guys are telling me also there is something else happening for you, too, that's going on with your energy. And what that is that we need to shift the feng shui there. You've got yourself in a situation that you're a very positive, independent person. And I work with a lot of individuals. Ironically, I'm not the love guru, but I'm able to really work with this energy to get someone to come through, because what happens is your system and your energy is working there, and I can feel that you're very balanced. That's a compliment. A lot of people are not. A lot of people are very much a needy person. You're not needing. You just really, I said the word need, and the reason I do that is I put that out into the universe, because what we really is there is it's manifesting that need, and what they're doing is they're showing me there is going to be someone in there. We've also got, we've got to get the situation where they're joking about the places you're going to catch them at. They're like, you know, the old supermarket date thing isn't working because you've got so much going on. When you're out doing your stuff, you've got a routine. They're showing me that you do this, you do that. You're missing the ones who are looking and doing that energy. You also are not going to settle. I hear your angels. Your angels are like, no, she's not going to end up with the one that's kind of kooky. You know, we've got the guys are showing me, and what I want to do is work with you a little more on the energy. And can you tell me what's in the far right of your house when you walk in, the most far right of the corner? Like you walk in your door, what's there?
My kitchen.
Your kitchen. Okay, in that kitchen, you need to have that bog. That's the area, the 2 foot. That's your love. And that's where it is. That's what it, in your space and your energy. We need to have some things in there that are vibrant, positive. I would put a picture up of what you're looking for. I mean, if you want a Burt Reynolds or you want a Robert Redford, what do you want in that kind of look? What
Wait,
are you looking
I just
for?
Feel like at this point that even if I'm not attracted to him, because it's getting like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And part of it, I feel like something else is happening for your energy too. That's happening there. The angels are putting out a system for you. That what it's doing is it's keeping people back too, because you've gotten yourself to the point you don't want to get with the goofy one. You just want to date someone who's just down to earth and real. And they keep showing me you have other people or some other energy there that's causing this odd energy.
Really?
Yeah. What I would suggest is,
I've liked someone for a long time now, but I don't know if they're ever going to commit, so I was just going to tell them this Saturday that I never want to see him again. I don't know if I should do that or not. What do you think?
I feel you need to sit down and talk with them about being able to work with you on it, like and some jasmine and stuff. I do feel this person doesn't want to commit, and then you do, like you said, you talk to them, you do it out, and then you do tell them that you're not waiting anymore. And I do see that the other energy is going to do it. Also, by that person shifting out of there, then that's making feng shui, that's making space and a need, because this person has been filling the spot of your lover and your person, even though they are not giving you the commitment. You're worth the commitment. Is he not?
So they just bow down then, you think?
I feel they're gonna be odd. I feel they're gonna try to slide around a little bit with it, and I feel that what's gonna come out of it is that they're gonna get their energy realizing that you are the one. I feel that you two will be back. I feel like it's like they keep showing me that they're gonna be working with you, and then they're gonna you do put that out. And no, I mean, we know you're all worth that. He knows that. He's just gotta be able to get committed and get in here. You know, get in the game, buddy.
He's a little bit younger, maybe that's why. I don't know.
You need a little bit younger. You're wild. Sometimes I've always dated usually older than me. I am now. You, sometimes,
yeah, but I don't know if he, I'm not wild, but I mean I don't know.
No, I don't mean like that. Well, I know, and that's a bad terminology. I use it in a lot of texts. To me, it means you're alive and you're passionate and you're there. You're out there. You're a person there. It doesn't mean you're out being wild. It means that you're a live, active, good, positive person.
But what if he wants kids or something? Because I'm too old.
I don't think that should be another issue, too. I mean, it's not. We're not only put here. It isn't just the Bible thing. We're here for mates. We're here to be with people.
What do you see with my son? Is he just going to live with his dad forever?
I see him off doing some other situation. I do, and I see that they keep telling me that there's other karma there that's still being dealt with. That it seems like that's where he is for quite a while. Is with his dad. Yeah, that's what
like
I get.
Like a couple of years, or.
Looks like he's there for a couple of years, so, yep, and I want to thank you for calling
in. He's 12 now, so you're like 14 or something?
And hello? Okay, we've got, we give everyone a few minutes. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. We want to thank you, give each of you that one-time question. We are still waiting here for our guest. I want to play this song for you. This is what we want to hear. And that was Gary Wimmer, My Kind of Woman. Those of you, that was a really good one. Remember that. That will be a clue later for who sang My Kind of Woman on a Thursday night show with Psychic Jethro. Gary Wimmer, Mondays. Tune in at 3 p.m. Mondays to catch Gary. Gary's the litmus reader who's phenomenally psychic, who passed and came back on the other side, and has the most phenomenal little sidekick you ever want to meet, Bonnie Albers. Bonnie Albers is not only a counselor, she's a very gifted psychic, positive individual. Bonnie's the sweetheart of the sweethearts, so definitely tune in on a Mondays at 3 p.m. I do want to change the energy here for a little bit, because what we had there was, I know the person was, you were having a lot of questions. So we get the record straight, and I want to help everybody. We always give you guys that little bit. We try to keep it down on here to do for one or two questions, because we have so many, and we only read so many a night. I had a person ask me, why don't you do the full 3 hours, Jethro? You've got the whole show. Really good, simple reason. If I just went and did 3 hours and did all that with them, every bit of my energy and a lot of my energy for like a good 8 to 12 hours is going to be used for giving out things to individuals. If you were all good, really good Samaritans, you would go in and each of you who'd had that would pitch in probably $10 on Psyche Jethro so I could pay for my lights, camera, and you know, what you're hearing me on the Skype. That isn't the way. A lot of times people will ask multiple questions, and then after they get done with the 3 hours, they go home happy, and we sit here with crumbs. So that's why we do it, and it's just how we market. Speaking of marketing, don't forget, you guys, to listen in to the newest rage that we have, and that is our phenomenal Wednesday nights with Andrew Romine and Amy Cavanaugh. If you guys have been listening to them, they are phenomenal. We love it. We got the most positive experience. I love it. We're going to have Amy back in Canada and Australia. I had two readings that came in from Australia that said they didn't know that there was people like Amy until they listened in to A1RAskRadio.com. So you guys are going to hear those kind of things, because those are the things that help us go. We want you to do it. We're going to hear one more by Gary to change the energy here. This is our Monday tune. I need you guys to work with me, put a little more light. Jethro's getting a headache, and I don't want to do that. It's called Here Comes the Sun, and it's just a little bit of a quick note by Gary Wimmer.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, the smiles return.
Very beautiful song. And I want to tease you guys about something that we've been having going on here, and I know it's the vibration, and it's what we're having. It's called, we've not only ascended, but now we've got Master Light Energy. So we're going to turn around, and I say we, but it's me as myself here tonight waiting for my Dina. I'm going to tease her. I've had a long day. Wait till I talk to her. 505, you're on live. How are you, 505?
Hello. How are you? I'm fine.
Good. I welcome you. Thank you for calling in, and you are?
I'm Janet. I also sent you a message last week.
Oh, my goodness. You're the one that sent me the message you put on Facebook. You sent me something with Native American. Where did you send it?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but you thanked me for it.
Janet, I guess we're just a little thankful happies, and I feel very grateful, because I looked on there and I saw that, and I'm just so, I felt so positive with you that I'm glad, and I know that you have a very good energy. Talk to me a little bit about the Native American, because I feel you have some gift too.
What did I tell you? I can't remember.
Oh, you're going to make me remember, mister. I've been out all day working with everybody in the world.
You're the psychic, remember?
Okay, well, I do remember that, but it's hard to remember my name some days with the work I've been doing. I'm feeling like you've got some energy there, and you were talking to me about a blessing and the fact that you knew of my ancestry of my Native American, and that you sent a blessing to me on you would be able to, it was about my gift. It's like you said that you had tried to get in and couldn't get in on the show.
Oh, yeah, I did wait. I guess it wasn't my day to go in. But I can't recall why I sent you the blessing, but I must have known at the moment, because I don't have a great memory, but I do things in the moment, and I had a good reason for it, I'm sure. You must have received it.
I did feel the blessing, and I want to thank you, and I feel that you've also got some other work with you that's going on for your energy, that the guys are telling me that you have been working with some other energies for quite a while. Now, I do feel like you say, you know, you say a memory, but I do feel that you've got some angel work working with you. Are these
yes.
all family that are with you? Because I'm seeing a lot of people that are just loving you.
I guess so, yes. I have my husband and my two sons. One lives somewhere else, but the two boys, they're in turmoil, so I'm very focused on them, and that's about all I got around me that close as far as family.
I feel that it's like it's happening here with the guides, and they're telling me the other energy for you is also very positive, working out some other stuff too, that the angels are telling me that as you've been going through your life and things were happening here, Jan, you also have, and it's Janet, right, Janet?
It is Janet. Mm-hmm.
I really feel good. I was praying here. I've had a little bit. You got rid of my headache. I think you're just a doll. I think you should stay on the show here with me and help me because you are like a very positive person, and you... your name has even got me excited that my friend had the same name, Janet, and she passed away a couple years ago back in Wyoming, but she was my I always called her my angel friend. She would come in, she did healing, laying on hands, and she was just a very person.
That's my presence is the only thing I could really bring to myself, bring to you, because I'm not educated that much in this area yet.
Well, you know what? And that's the best way to be. You know, the gut feeling, the intuition, and just going with what you did. I was having a very odd night here, and I thank you. I have a very sensitive energy, and it's hard for me when people send negativity or other energies. And what I've had going on, it's like somebody else was telling me that some other things were going to be going on for a while, and they said it's like the whole energy seems to be, and it's like... going on to something else too. They said that they're going to be doing some other energy for you that's going to be able to do some other blessing. You've got something going on here that you're clearing out some stuff there. It's like,
yeah.
It feels like you're trying to get everything cleared up.
Bam, bam, bam. One after another.
And you're a sweetie because the angels also said something else has been happening here. Now, you talked about the other people around you that love you there, but there's also... you know, this is part of the other good thing about you. Can you tell me your date of birth?
5/13/50.
Beautiful. Because here you've got that May birth theme. You've got that really excellent energy. Now, you're going to laugh because the birthday you just told me is of somebody who really, not the year, but the May 13th, that really dislikes me. And it's really good because when you look at patterns, you calling in and doing this, you help me with the light and the faith. I feel that you've always kind of believed there's a higher energy. The guys are telling me that you also know that you were taught as a child to know that God works in mysterious ways. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
No, it's just a knowing. Nobody specifically taught me that. My parents never took us to church even. It was the knowing, I guess. I just had belief and knowing very, very, very young age.
I feel that, and I feel like some of the other energy that's happening with you, too, that's going through the other streets, is that you're going through something there with that. Now, that's your husband I'm hearing?
Yes.
He's a little wild one. They're teasing me. They said, you two have been enjoying the dance, and they show you two out there, like, dancing in the moonlight. When you guys were going through life, you guys have learned to live and laugh and not let all everybody else get to you.
Slow that down a little bit. Say that again. Don't stop. Your words are blended. My husband and I, what?
The husband and you, they said, have learned to be able to dance in the moonlight and that you two are able to laugh off a lot of what other people thought that you two would make it, and you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Jan, do you have a question for me?
Initially, I had one, but since then, I'm going to ask you, can you tune in to my oldest son and tell me, he's applied for a couple of jobs. Tell me if something prosperous is going to come out of it.
You'll
and
give
I'm
me
gonna
his...
tell you...
I'm sorry, you're going to tell me?
I was going to tell you I had two sons, so you might get them mixed up.
That's why, yeah, and I may have you give me his name because I can feel the two energies. I'm very gifted. I feel the two sons. I feel that one's going through working for a job and the other one seems to be able to handle things and is working in working on some things. They're trying to get their life, like they're climbing a ladder.
Yes, that and he's wanting to switch jobs himself. So
okay.
The one I'm into is the oldest one.
Okay, and I do feel that he is. I also feel that he's, they keep saying that he's been putting in, it seems like he needs a better help of someone to refer him. It's like the people behind him, he's not, it's like they're not, when they call them or check on his past jobs, they're not giving him good references or something there.
Okay, I'll warn him.
Yes, and they're telling me that he's got himself put into working with individuals there to check a bigger pool, that he may have to move even though he don't want to, because right in the area he's in is really hard to get what he's looking for.
Yes, he's very close because he's going to college and he doesn't have a vehicle. His girlfriend does, so he needs everything close to make it work.
What I'm feeling there, and I feel that it, I feel that he may, you know, they're saying that he may have to kind of figure out some, a little bit of economy there, just a little more, just to do it because of that. And it looks like, you know, it ain't just the bus. It looks like he's going to have, but he is going to be able to maybe work with some other ones and making some friends. He seems to be like you, very positive with people. That some other friends and stuff could probably say, okay, we could get you in here and start working. It looks like that's going to be the better way. He's in a hard area to get work.
Okay. But he needs a connection to a friend that can get him his foot in the door someplace close.
That's what they're showing.
Okay,
me,
I'll pass this along, Jethro, and I also want to tell you, with my message to you last week and went to your show, I have been drawn to you also. So let us talk further on us. I'd be glad to come on your show if this is what you would like. I know I would feel comfortable. And I would learn more and experience more and maybe serve my hunger.
Very good. I love it. And I thank you. And I've got you down. You're Janet. It's nice to meet you. And thank you for following on the shows. You made my night. And you brought back a nice positive memory to a very Christian friend of mine that I know is on the other side. And thank you, Janet. You have a good night. And we will be talking soon.
All right. I'll be looking forward. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. We are here and we are having a blast, and everyone knows why we're having a blast. We're psychics gone wild. Do you see what we do to make a friend? I had an individual write me last week and say, what are you guys doing? What we're doing is we're making friends. We're on here and we're having people like this come on the show, talk to us, tell us what they're doing. What we love to have is we're going to be doing that on Saturday. So, Janet, I know I've got you off there. You're over there. But anybody else, too, that wants to come on Saturdays, we're going to be doing we're going to be calling it the Talent Scout. So those of you who want to try on, come on. You know I'm on there. And Maria Perrone's been on with me. She'll be back and forth with us from Texas. Phenomenal reader. We've also this week are going to have Catherine DeVille. Those of you who listen in, Catherine DeVille is a phenomenal healer. She lives here in Tampa, Florida. And I can personally tell you that I got to witness her heal individuals one after another on a very positive rate and a very strong energy. She's also a Scorpio and a very just phenomenal person. Tune in Saturday to hear us. We'll be on live at Eastern Time, 3 p.m., 773-897-6461. I am trying to slow down. Hi, 805. You're on live. Hello? Okay. We're going to go right on to our next person, 337. You're on live. How are you, 337?
Hello, how are you?
Really good. I want to welcome you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Tamla, and I just wanted to know if you could just tell me what you can pick up.
I can do that, Pamela, and I always get the energy from it. And your guides are showing me that I pick up that you – I feel that there's I feel like there's heaviness in your house. I'm picking up that there's a situation. I keep picking up that I want to say, is the person living there with you, or there's a male, and I'm picking up heaviness from it. I'm picking up that there's been this person. I wouldn't say is maybe taller than you or something. I keep feeling like this person's looking over your shoulder.
Okay. Well, my son lives with me. So.
Okay. No, and I don't think, you know, I don't think it's bad that he's there, but I do feel that there's something else going on. That what I feel with this heaviness, I feel like this person's got a lot happening. There's a lot weighing on his mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
does. Pamela, they're telling me that you also are working through your strengths of handling what else you want to do. They said you are really putting out a lot of other energy there. We've got to get you healthier again. You don't never say much, but you got a lot going on there. You've been fighting some stuff with your joints and some leg stuff, I'm feeling.
Yes, I've been I've been moving more, getting out and everything, but I suffer from bursitis from an accident I was in years ago. And it just seems like as the years progress, it just seems like I'm moving slower and slower.
I feel that, and they're telling me that you're gonna go through, and you're gonna be able to do, like, I'm seeing kale, I'm seeing another diet, I'm seeing it doing stuff like I do love is I love turnip greens. They're very good with iron. They work with energies. I see you doing some things that are working in that area. The guys are showing me that you're working with you're talking with your angels and your guides, and they're gonna be bringing in some stuff that's gonna help you. I could feel with you. You don't say much, but it's like, oh my goodness, Pamela, you've been dealing with this for a while. You've got my compliment. I've seen a lot. My mom was a strong woman. I love my mom dearly for that. My mom got bit by a brown recluse spider, and they said, you're going to have to cut off her leg. And she said, I came in with it. I'm going out with it. And she never, she doctored it back with, I'm not kidding you, canned milk. And it came back. She was able to walk on that leg to the day she went. I feel with you that we want to, well, the angels are telling me, we want to put some energy into this with you. I feel we need to get you, they're telling me we need to get you in with some people that can help you, Pamela. With some of the problem is that it seems like the money there is tight. You and your son are trying to stretch the checks or money.
Well, my son, it's really, I mean, I'm the mom, so with my children are grown, so I've just been doing what I needed to do for years. But for him, he wants to do too much too fast too soon. And it's causing him a lot of problems, and I'm trying to get him to slow down because he wants to, he just bought him a car, he wants to move, and he's not saving. So I don't know, it's like when your children are grown, it's kind of like they have their own mindset, so I've just been praying for him to have balance.
I'm feeling it, and I'm feeling with the angels in you, and I'm feeling with the whole strength of what they're asking for, and what the guys are telling me is they said that you've also begun to really work out some other situations for you that you and him are. And that's the heaviness I talked about. Pamela, I really love that. You know, and this is something you're going to make me cry. I could feel it with you. So when my mother said, as long as my mother had a home, we had a place to go to. My mom passed away last year. And what I've always really welcomed and loved about my mom was the same thing I'm feeling with you, is I can feel that energy, and I feel like you are working there with it, and that's this other heaviness. I feel like there's going to come a strength there that's going to be able to do some stuff that's going to put both of you two, you and your son, in a better situation. And some of this is, it just looks to me like we're going to have to get some things done there where you get some health things done for you. I feel like, Pamela, we've got to get some energy in there to have this go there. And they keep telling me I'm not crazy. I got to tell you the truth. I'm not crazy about doctors. I'm not crazy about our system. But we got to get someone in there that can look and really kind of get you some holistic vitamins and some things naturally. Is my spiritual opinion to help you, because your system is fighting this and it's getting sick.
Okay, because I'm into holistic healing and I do a lot of meditations and clearings, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to, so I don't know what more to do. The only other option that I'm thinking about doing is just going vegan. So,
okay, that's maybe what they're talking about. That's what they told me. That was all green stuff they showed me. That's exactly, they're giving me the yes. They're saying yes, and they're telling me that, you know, that would be very good. And it's ironic because it is the red meats. It is the other stuff that's getting there. And what they're showing me is that, like, remember, and I love them. It was like they showed me, like, the tops of them. My mom grew a garden. I'm sorry to tease you. I don't know what it is. Can you tell me your date of birth?
6/4/71.
Okay, now you're a Gemini. My mom was a Virgo, but there's something very similar here, and I'm feeling her. I've talked to you. I keep doing this to you. You have a lot of her same energy. My mom was a very, I feel, very phenomenal person. I always laughed. She raised 8 of us kids, and actually about, she always called them about 20-something, but about 20 kids altogether with brothers and nieces and cousins and uncles. People had things happen bad, and my mom just raised everybody. But what I feel with you, it's the same similarity, and they're telling me that you are going to go.
Right, that is true, because I have 2 children, then my sister had her 2, then I had my brother, then I had nieces and cousins, and I always had a whole house full of children when my kids were little.
That's it. That's why, you know, and my mom was that. My mom, we called her the Kool-Aid mom, and I always joked with her because there'd be all these people, and, you know, they were like, everybody called her mom. We owned a restaurant, and the biggest joke was the customers didn't know which one of us kids worked there were related to her and which kids were just employees, because everybody, you know, she was mom. You know? That's very good. Mm-hmm. Pamela, I feel that you are going to go the vegan. I do feel very positive blessings. Did you put in for this presents? I've got to give away a couple T-shirts here. So make sure you put in that psychesgonewild.com. And, you know, if you're one of the lucky winners, you get to wear a silly picture of me and or a picture of Gary Wimmer, who's a very phenomenal psychic and musician.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take just that little second here, and then in the next 5 minutes, any of you guys want to get in on that psychesgunwall.com, do that, because I'm going to go over there and pick one, and then we'll be giving that winner away. I want to put out an energy. Dina, wherever you are, we love you. Come home. All is forgiven. We don't know what happened. No, I'm teasing Dina. Dina, I feel, has got some things going on. We know that she works real hard and does some other things. We really want to come back. I know that last week we were very, very busy and things were happening. So those of you who were working on energy, I'm feeling that's not normal for any of you guys who know Dina. Dina always contacts me, even physically and psychically. I'm a little concerned. I want all of you guys to put the light out there for Dina, because this is not normal, not only for her not to email me, but also not to psychically. I'm not feeling much here. I want you guys to make sure we know. Dina, if you're in love, you know, yay, just don't name them after us and get a hold of us, because we miss you. I'm just so used to you being here. We're going to take our one more caller. We have 4 minutes, and then we're going to give away those prizes. 705, how are you, 705?
Oh, my goodness, I got through. Hi.
Hi, you're like a new caller. You guys are like all on the phone, and I'm just going down the list. And it's like, can you tell me where you heard about us?
Just searching Blog Talk Radio.
Rockin'. Well, I'm Jethro, and you are?
Wendy, and I have the same birth date as Janet. Except the year.
Oh, my gosh. It's these Taurus ladies, and this is cool. Now, can I tell you something you won't get mad, Wendy?
Oh, sorry, what?
Can I tell you something you won't get mad?
Okay.
Your birthday scares me, but since I've talked to you and Janet, I love your birthday, because this was the birthday that the individuals I've had have had this birthday before have been ornery to me. You know what they say about Tauruses? You guys are sensual, but you can get really feisty. And you guys are like cool. So, Wendy, I think you should just keep following our show, and we're just going to be friends, because you rock. I'm just like, I can feel the energy.
Aww. Dearie, I've been blessed with, what do you call it, clairvoyance?
Yes.
And lately, I haven't seen any signs from my angels. I usually see sparkles of light. I've seen a white cross when I've prayed. I've heard voices. I see different colors, flashes of light. And I'm wondering, is there something that I'm doing wrong?
I feel like they're It's wild. It's like this really wild, this energy that's happening here is the guys are telling me that I don't think it's anything wrong. I think that your guides are working with you. They're also telling me something here, Wendy, that you're healing yourself.
Okay, you know? Dear. I have a lot of healing to do.
And I've been doing it. Yes, you have.
Very gifted,
you know, very gifted Taurus, and I knew, like I said, a May 13th birthday, very, very psychic, and the angels are telling me also with you that we need to look here and we need to see, when did you start letting these other people get your energy? You've got to quit giving out the energy, Wendy. You've got a bunch of people that are, you're like this, you're giving them energy like you're putting it out, and you look like this little beautiful person that's handing them out, and if people are taking a little energy here and a little there, and you've been doing it. They said you've got to keep some of that, not only for what you're healing, but also because of people.
I hate to say that, because that's how I feel. I feel completely depleted around certain people. I've had to end a friendship because she was getting kind of overstepping my boundaries with my boyfriend. And then my other friend, well, cheated with my boyfriend, and I don't know if I'm giving him all my energy. He's had a very severe brain injury, and I don't know, and sometimes I worry that I am getting totally depleted and I have nothing to give anymore. And I'm not seeing my angel. I'm not seeing the spark.
We got to get you back. Feel what the light I'm putting to you. Feel the energy I'm giving you, Wendy. Can you feel what I'm doing right now with the prayers and the highest intent? I picked up a lot of stuff I use here for prayers, and I'm putting light, straight light around you. I want you to go, and I want you to go back to what you used to do. Put that energy in for you. I want you to seal it in a silver ball with energy, and we got to get you healed. You got to heal yourself before you can give with others, and we got to get you back on your feet. You had all them taken energy, and Wendy, you're a very good, loving person, and what we need to want to do is we want to put the energy, get you up on your feet, then you're not getting all of them pulling you down. They're telling me, the angels, that you also, we need to put, and I say we, but we need to have some things put there where you're getting like lavender. I keep seeing you wash it in lavender. It's a good protection. It also will be very good for you, the angel said, for you to, so that you can get back your energy, because you've got their negative stuff. They threw you all their gook, and then they took the good creamy middle of the cookie.
Oh my God, does that mean I'm negative?
No, it means that you've got their stuff on you. We need to get that washed off. Have you ever done a spiritual cleansing?
I have with Doreen Virtue online, and
very
I
good.
Have with her book, and I have with spiritual music.
Do it, please do it again, and it's okay, don't get upset with it, because what they're telling me is you're going to do some light work with it, and definitely, you know, work with some of it. They keep showing me you working with some light, and you're doing the light, and you're in doing just a warm shower, it's running down, you do Our Father who art in heaven, you know the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be in the... Do that light. Visualize the conduit of the water washing down, rinsing all of it off. You go in there, you're just doing your nice shower. You also visualize the golden showers washing it off, doing the energy. Then can out air dry with the, you know, air dry from the water.
Isn't that funny, honey? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do a lot of cleansing with bubble baths or showers.
Very good.
Does that sound funny to you?
We use bubble bath? No, if that makes you feel good, and does. Is it rose bubble bath? Or what? I mean, because the essence is vitally important, you know, with what you're doing.
Okay. Hot water, lots of bubbles.
Well, good. Well, Wendy, as you call it, now you're going to make me red. I can't look in there because my job is to be psychic, but I love you. Wendy,
no,
you've made me
all
red.
The thing is, can you cleanse with water? Because I really feel, I'm constantly in water. I could live in water all day because I cleanse so much. I'm like you. I'm sensitive. I pick up vibes from people, and I got to come home, and I don't know. I'm like, oh, Archangel Michael, please help me, because all of a sudden I feel scared or nervous or something, or I can feel people psychically attacking me at nighttime. I know, this is probably a whole hour conversation. I'm so sorry. You probably have to go.
It's okay. You're okay, Wendy. We're going to stay. We're going to get you help tonight. And what I was going to tell you is I know you're doing the water, but are you also doing the pulling your energy back through the water? Are you putting up your psychic shields while you're in there? The water's the conduit. And this is where, you know, I can relate with you. Like you said, just like me, I know you're very gifted. I may want you to come on our day. We've got a lot of psychics that are coming on. They're going to be adding some new people. We used to, if we had our way, we'd have our psychic circles back, which is a round table of three psychics helping everybody. I think you should apply and maybe come on with us, and we could help. Maybe you'd help us, we'd help you, and I think you've made a friend, even if you did make me red over the bubble bath.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine making you blush over that. I didn't even, that was not my intention.
I'm teasing you.
You have a beautiful sense of humor, and that's, you know, and when you said you're sensitive, I'm like, oh, my God, so am I. Maybe I can speak to another sensitive who feels like me.
I love it, and I feel your energy going real well with this. And Wendy, I got to go. We're going to give away. Did you put in there to get one of those shirts? You could be wearing me or Gary on your shirt here in a few minutes, because we're going to give those away, okay?
Oh, dearie, I took up enough of your time. Let it go to people who deserve it. I'm so sorry for taking up all the time.
You didn't. Please follow us, and we love you, and thank you for being such a positive person today, Wendy.
Thank you so much for your reading. Help. Thank you.
Welcome. We are here, and we are going wild. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm reaching over here, and I'm grabbing all the emails, and we're looking at, and we have ourselves who put in today. Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of silly ones to get on. Let's do this. Let's just turn around and not look and turn, click, and open, and it's Diana Vitale. You have won, and you're the winner of the Psyche Jethro shirt. And Justin Markle. Justin Markle, you have won the shirt of Gary Wimmer. So there we go. We want to thank you. And, you know, definitely right now we do have two sizes. We have medium and large. So I will let you know and email me which of those you prefer. So, you know, you want one that does it fit for you and one that does the energy. Speaking of, I want to thank all of you that came in. We're looking at Daniel Gonzalez. We're trying to catch her, and I see her in the room. I want to say hey to our Daniel. What a really cool, phenomenal tarot reader. She has agreed to be here on Psychics Gone Wild, too. So get ready, you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun. Those of you who have a chance, look, turn into tarot question and answer. Very phenomenal. And one thing we also like to do and go into some other work is that we work with each and every one of you to be able to have that fun. Now, I don't know who the one was that made me embarrassed, but I, Wendy, I hope you know I do tease a lot. I am a Scorpio, and I will joke with you. I blush at the drop of a hat, so I need to be honest with you. I also need to tell the little story of I, as a person and an individual here, I've had a lot of people ask me, why do you do the quick talking? And I got to let you know, it's the high pace. It's when the guides go. And what I love is we've had a lot of you individuals call in and ask me the questions that I get. But what makes me the most fun is when you guys are doing what we do best, and that's please share our show and send them to PsychicsGoneWild.com to find all of our other readers. We are doing the coffee special. Those of you who hit on the coffee, you have a quick question, go on PsychicsGoneWild.com, buy a cup from Jethro. You can see the site on there. If you buy a box of coffee from me this week, I will send you the coffee, and I will give you a mini reading, which is like you get here on the radio, only a little bit 10 minutes longer, so you can ask those little questions you've got. It's a good way to find out. I had a friend tell me yesterday that they went on their site, and they want to know when Amy Cavanaugh and Psyche Jethro are going to be doing their class here. It looks like it'll be the last of September. I'm going to be in L.A. the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of September, and then it looks like the following weekend. It looks like it's going to be running into the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st of September. That weekend we're going to probably do here. So definitely keep writing as those who are interested. We will be doing a class. We have a drumming circle here we do on Sundays. I'm going to try and get all of you guys to do it. So we would have our, what we would do is you would get with us, do a meet and greet on a Friday with me and Amy in the evening, turn around and do a Saturday all day fun on the beach. September's beautiful down here. We would work on things, do things, enjoy stuff, have it at my office, come in with it. We run back, turn around Sunday, and meet us there at the island where we would go do a drumming circle and do it. I would suggest that you guys do make sure you bring different clothes because you guys know how here 1 minute it's wet, 1 minute it's really warm, but we will be building our own drums. Those of you who will come to Amy Cavanaugh and Jethro's Let's Get Fun in the Sun Psychic Day would be making your own drums. So what I would do is we would have them here, and then we would be making them so you can have that red grounding. It works with your red. It works with your orange chakra. It works with the yellow. Then what we would do is those of you who are doing here with working with that, we would take a picture. We'd put the others out. We will be doing some work with each of you. It is affordable. This is something that really you could be paying $600 or $800. We're not going to do that. Me and Amy are working this out. We're going to get you in here. You come and stay for the 3 days. It's only $125. So you guys can tell me you can afford that. Come on. You know, that's probably taking three friends out to eat dinner now. So you get in, you say, I want to be in. You get here, everything else is included. I had someone ask me yesterday, they said, I don't want to do that. And I said, all right, we'll have the drums made and you can paint on them. You have to put your energy into those drums to make them yours. They don't want the drums. We've got rattles. I'll put some rattles. We'll have them. Those of you who want to do a rattle, me and Amy, I know Amy will do it. I will do it. We'll sign them. So you'll have an Amy Cavanaugh and a Psychic Jethro rattle or a drum signed by us with you putting in your intent. You're going to have a lifetime memory. Definitely get a hold of us because it's going to happen. Speaking of going to happen, we got about 60 seconds. They're going to kick me right out that door. We love all of you. I love all of you. Don't forget to do some positive this month to put out for other people. This is an 8-8 day. This is a positive financial day. I know that those of you who are doing your manifesting, make sure you're going 8-8. Make sure you're putting out there what and how and where you're going to get it. The money's abundant. The life is positive. You have the blessings. Reach out and grab them to Everyone told me we could do this, and Psyches Gone Wild has. Have you guys been on Facebook? Please go on and like us. Did you see the really great show and listen to when Amy went wild and talked about on the other side and what the spirit guides do? You've got to listen. It's on Ask One Radio. If you get a chance, listen to Pamela Cummings. We did a show, and I told the truth, something I broke a rule about metaphysically. You have to listen to Love Connection to find out. First time ever admitted over the air, probably the last time. I won't tell you again. Tune in, and we love you, all of you, and each of you. Good night.